Are you ready to bring your dream body and health into life, but just can't seem to keep the motivation going? And is it finally time to address the self-sabotage and the unwanted eating behaviors such as binge eating, emotional eating, and nighttime eating that you know are getting in the way of your goals? Do you ever wonder what it would take for you to feel in control of your rituals so that you can stay consistent and see results? Welcome to this week's special Make Peace with Food minisode on the Fall in Love with Fitness podcast, where you'll learn how to overcome unwanted eating behavior and other self-sabotaging habits by shifting your nervous system so that your body works with you instead of against you. I'm your host, Sherry Chaban, and with each episode, I am honored to be your coach and guide in the journey to make peace with food and find food and body freedom so that struggle with weight is a thing of the past. When you tune in every Thursday on the Fall in Love with Fitness podcast, you'll catch the latest conversation on unwanted eating behaviors and learn how to shift the nervous system, rewire the brain to new patterns, and end the food and body obsession so you finally feel relaxed and no longer confused around food. Now, before we begin, I want to quickly invite you to grab a free copy of my Food Freedom ebook that I have for you at makepeacewithfood.com. And if you find that this conversation resonates with you today, then I also want to invite you to join our free Make Peace with Food Facebook community at myfoodfreedomlifestyle.com, where you can connect with me and my team directly. The links are in the show notes. And of course, if you know somebody who you feel could benefit from these conversations and discussions, make sure to share this podcast with them too. All right, athletes, now let's get into it. There's so much evidence out there, whether through scientific journals or documentaries or so many books and so many different doctors and experienced individuals who really are in this space and have a lot of understanding around the benefits of intermittent fasting. So the information's out there, and we likely have heard that it's good for us in some ways. We've probably heard about the benefits. We also noticed that when it comes to a lot of different religions, intermittent fasting or fasting in general is a form of practice, whether that's for 24 hours, whether that's for a full month. And right now, actually, we are, I think, almost halfway through Ramadan. And this is a month, for example, that certain people take to really just create and harness more spirituality. So I'm just curious again, where do you stand in terms of intermittent fasting? As we're just about to start our conversation today. So Terry says she eats one meal per day normally, so seldom fast. Okay, so one meal a day is also considered intermittent fasting, and there are different ways that we do intermittent fasting, and some of the ways that normally we hear about it is this sort of feed and then like fast type break. So there's this pause where you don't eat for a particular window of the day. And so some of the most common ones that we've heard about are 16-8. That's fasting for 16 hours, allowing all of your meals to be consumed within an 8-hour period. And there's even benefit from just 12 hours of fasting. So even just a 12-hour fast is enough to create a health benefit. And so that could be, for example, having a first meal at 6 a.m. and then your last meal at 6 p.m. and then taking a break from eating for 12 hours to allow it to digest, for allow your digestive system also to maybe turn off a moment and focus on healing and other important physiological functions that can take place when digestion is not going on at the same time. There are also 72-hour fasts, and I have to admit, these are the ones that I actually do throughout the year. So I probably do a 72-hour fast every, let's say, quarter. So maybe 3-4 times a year, just to be, let's say, completely specific. So I'll do 3 days, 72 hours, where I don't eat anything, and I will just have water, I'll have black coffee, I won't have anything that stimulates my digestion. And my why, the reason why I do that, is not because I'm trying to control my weight, it's not because I'm trying to reduce my calories, it's really just a moment for me to just take a break from digestion, from eating, and allow my immune system to ramp up, allow a lot of healing to happen in my gut. I, in the past, have suffered from a lot of gut health issues, and so this is a way for me kind of just to reset, touch base. And then also resensitize my taste buds for food. And this is also a period where I notice that I have a lot of energy. I love to meditate. I consider myself a spiritual person. And so this is also a moment for me just to kind of withdraw within and really just sit with myself without having to worry about food and other things, but really just to harness more energy for other things, for creativity, for example, and not really focus on food. Now, I just shared with you that right now, currently, as I'm speaking with you today, I do a 72-hour fast several times a year because that's a way for me to really reset my gut health and maybe just also expand a little bit more in that spiritual energy that I like to connect with. However, when I was struggling with unwanted eating behavior, so in the past when I used to run a gym and I was super immersed in finding the right meal plans and I had taken all of these courses on nutrition and counting macros and all these things, I actually used intermittent fasting as a way to make up for a binge or to make up for a large amount of food I consumed that was on my bad list. And now this is where it can start to become very, very harmful. So if you're noticing that you're using intermittent fasting to make up for a binge or to restrict yourself from eating, either because, again, you want to punish yourself or make up for that binge, or you're trying to control your amount of calories because the goal is to release weight, then that is where the harm is. The harm is actually in the why. The harm is in the motivation behind why we are fasting. And so that's the thing, intermittent fasting, if we're calling it intermittent fasting, this could actually be masked as a form to continue to stay in our cycle. So we always talk about the restrict, binge, punish, promise cycle. That's where we restrict for a long time because we're wanting to avoid maybe eating, maybe we're ashamed or feeling guilty or frustrated around our eating behavior. And so we restrict, but then that restriction only lasts up until a certain point, and all of a sudden we now become out of control when it comes to food, and then we find ourselves binging. And then what follows the binge? The punish cycle, which is, why did you do that? Oh my God, what's wrong with you? When we're running all of that negative self-talk. And then right away we get into the promise. The promise is, I'm never gonna do this again. Oh my goodness, like this is the last time I binge. I'm never, 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 and all the nevers. And then we get back into the restrict again. And boom, we continue the cycle. And so again, just want you to watch out for that. Notice that, because that really is an indication that you are in protection mode. And so ultimately, if you are in safety mode and you're using intermittent fasting as a tool for your health, the side effect of that will be, yes, all the health benefits that you read about and all the things that we've already shared, plus releasing weight. Because intermittent fasting is not actually a weight loss protocol. I'm going to say that one more time. Intermittent fasting is not a weight loss protocol. Intermittent fasting is a health protocol, and the side effect of that could be that you'll release weight if your body has excess weight to release, right? So when we're using intermittent fasting as a weight loss tool, that's where it backfires, because now I have to stop eating at 8. So if I have to stop eating at 8, I better hurry up and eat as much as I possibly can because I'm going to stop eating at 8. And so there's already a scarcity mindset behind that. And just notice that, again, those of you who've shared with me today that you do practice intermittent fasting and you really want to get a little bit more clear and create more awareness around what is the motive behind the intermittent fasting, I want you to start to recognize these patterns. What happens when you know that eating cutoff time is coming close, it's approaching? Do you approach it with calmness? You would rather go to bed feeling comfortable and not overly stuffed? Or is this now go time? Eat as much as I possibly can before I have to stop eating at a certain time. And what is the energy in which you are using intermittent fasting? Is there a lot of punishment? Is there a lot of negative self-talk? Is there a lot of, I have to do this because I have to eat less because I have to release weight? Is there a lot of shoulds, a lot of musts, a lot of have to's? Or is it really because you are really focusing on your health? Again, maybe that's to control blood sugar. Maybe that's to control the digestive system. Maybe that is to help you, again, heal your immune system or to heal maybe some of the functions in the gut health. So what is the motive behind that? Beatrice says, ha! All right, Beatrice, nice to see you here, hon. So what is the ha? Tell me what your takeaway is. Tell me what your takeaway is. So if you are using intermittent fasting to control your weight, you are likely in protection mode. Remember, when we are in protection mode, there is an impact not only on our metabolism, but there is also an impact on our thoughts and on our emotions. They are all bundled up. We have an experience, a certain set of thoughts and emotions and behaviors when we are in protection mode. And when we are in safety mode, we also experience very different emotions and thoughts and behaviors. And so when you are in protection mode, likely you're thinking about the worst case scenarios. You're likely projecting into the future. You're feeling like you have to do something, that you don't actually have a choice to do it. You're not choosing to do something. You have to do something. And likely you have to do it because there's a flaw of some sort in the physical body, and we need to change that. I need to lose weight. I have to lose weight. I have to change my size. I have to. And so if you're in that space, again, and you're using intermittent fasting as a tool, remember that the more that those thoughts propagate of I have to, of fearing how we currently look, of fearing food and trying to prevent yourself from food, of noticing that you're restricting yourself and you're actually super starving, the more that you're in that space with those thoughts and those emotions, and the emotions are anxiety and fear and doubt and uncertainty, the more that you are going to trigger protection mode. And when we trigger protection mode, something happens. We also trigger the natural function to binge eat. This is a natural process that can be turned on or turned off, depending on the nervous state that you're in. So if you are in protection mode and you've turned that on, you're gonna notice that actually you're binging more and you're having a harder time releasing weight. Why is that? Because your metabolism has actually slowed down. Your body's actually trying to help you. Your body's actually seeing this intermittent fasting as a threat. It actually feels that you are imposing some form of starvation, and now it's going to fight you. Again, simply because of your why, because of the energy in which you are taking action. And so if instead you're shifting into safety mode, where you're feeling very calm and centered around food, or you're noticing that you don't experience this scarcity mindset around food, and you're doing it for other reasons other than weight. And remember, health and weight, they don't go together all the time. Okay, it is very, very possible to be very underweight and not be healthy, as it is possible to maybe, according to society, have a higher BMI or have a higher weight for your height and yet be extremely healthy. Health is how you feel. Health is the quality of your life, and more importantly, the quality of your emotions. And health is an intricate balance. It's an equilibrium between the relationship with your body, the relationship with others, and then the relationship with self. And so if you're really wanting to harness health, your goal is actually not weight loss, because weight loss happens as a side effect of you harnessing health. If we feel centered in our emotions, in our actions, in our thoughts, and our behaviors, we're not emotionally eating, we're not binge eating, we're not mindlessly eating, we're not overeating, and we don't feel any scarcity around food. And so I want you just to sit with that a moment. So just sit with that a moment. And again, ask yourself, just be completely honest. Reflect whether or not intermittent fasting is for you a tool that you feel trapped in because you just feel hungry most of the time and you use it as an opportunity to binge later on in the day, or is it really focused on health? And that's often why, and if you've downloaded our workbook, the 7 Simple Yet Powerful Tools to Overcome Binge Eating, Emotional Eating, and Other Unwanted Out of Control Eating Behaviors, then you'll notice that one of the things that we suggest is to start eating earlier in the day. And that's where sometimes a lot of us get tripped up. Wait a minute. Intermittent fasting is supposed to be so, so good. I'm going to start to heal my relationship with food. Now I have to stop intermittent fasting, but then I'm allowed to bring it back in later? Yes, that's right. So if you're currently experiencing that, by allowing yourself to switch from a scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset, which is going from protection mode to safety mode, now your relationship with food changes, and now your relationship with everything you do for your health, for your fitness, for your self-care, for your well-being also completely changes. The more you're in the have to around exercise, around what you're going to eat, I have to eat the salad, I have to go for a walk. I have to. The more you have to, the more you think that you have to, that is a direct indication. That is proof that your nervous system is trapped in protection mode. Anytime you have those thoughts, that is an indication, once more, that you are in protection mode. And so Natalia said that she used to fast for years as a way to control life. Ooh, it was the only thing I could control. Now I can't seem to break the wall and fast for longer periods because I'm going in with thoughts of fear, fear that I can't control myself. With that, I hope that you have picked something up today. If you've gotten something out of this conversation, I would love to learn more. Again, this is also an opportunity for you. As we have these discussions, if you are currently not aware, you have an opportunity to jump on a free 30-minute discovery call. This is an opportunity for you to really understand what's behind your unwanted eating behavior. You'll notice that in this group, we talk a lot about the nervous system and how everything stems from that place. Your success, not only around food and around everywhere else in your life, is going to stem from which nervous system state that you are in. And so take advantage of that call. And even if that means that you're just going to get curious around what is maybe something that we're offering that can support you. So if you have a little time this week, and again, would love to discover what is driving your unwanted eating behavior, and more importantly, what can you do next to start to move towards healing, make sure that you take advantage of that. Now, we will share with you whether or not we think that there is a nervous system issue that's at play here, or if we feel like it's something else. If we notice that it's a nervous system issue, we're going to share with you the different ways that we can support you through our Make Peace with Food program. And then if we find that it's not, you'll also have other ways that you can also start your journey. There is no obligation to purchase anything. This is completely a gift for you just to understand where you are now, to help you create more awareness, and then again, to move towards your healing journey. So with that, I wish you a beautiful rest of your day. Have a great and most beautiful rest of your day. Thank you for listening to this week's Make Peace with Food minisode on the Fall in Love with Fitness podcast. If this has resonated with you today, I want to invite you to subscribe to the show so you never miss a beat. And if you know someone who could benefit from this conversation, then please share this episode with them. Let's work together to help as many people as possible make peace with food and fall in love with fitness. And by the way, I need to mention that if you rate and review this podcast on iTunes and send over the screenshot to sherry@sherrychaban.com, you'll receive a $500 voucher to join me at one of my upcoming retreats or to use it in our Make Peace with Food coaching program. And don't forget to visit myfoodfreedomlifestyle.com to join the free Facebook group for more resources. And remember, athlete, you are an inspiration. I cannot wait to hear your story.